I mean, we could do an NFL preview if you want. Better than talking about God, NXT and AEW, that's for sure. So
Well, I mean, I am freshly off of ending Dynamite. Because I decided to catch up on the last 2 weeks of NXT, I kind of felt like I definitely wanted to watch the Kendall Gray Lola Vice Underground match. Like I
Yes.
knew it was another one that I knew a lot of outcomes due to hopping on social media for even less time than normal on vacation and just caught a couple of things. And I definitely saw that win happen, but it's like, yeah, you know what? I kind of want to watch that. So it did take me a little bit longer. I kind of wanted to get a little more context with that than I did with Raw and SmackDown and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't know. SummerSlam, obviously, I know you watched. So yeah, that's kind of like the only thing you really need to see. Did you see the Will Ospreay, Kenny Omega? I can't remember if we talked about that or not. The promo battle they had, was it? I guess it would have been 2 weeks ago. So we talked about that, right?
Yeah, because
Yeah,
I just
okay.
missed it is kind of funny, like just all of this stuff in some ways, the stuff that I did skip, I'm like, why does it feel like I missed a fucking month here? Like I know it was only like one show, because I kind of felt like that with Dynamite. Like I forgot that they did that kind of specialty show in Mexico City last week.
Yes, they did. Did you catch that at all?
No.
Dude,
No,
that
I
was
did
a
not catch that.
now still had problems, right? That was a great show. It was a great looking show, too. The crowd was certainly benefited from, like, I'm sorry, AEW benefited from that crowd, and the way they
Oh.
shot the show was fantastic. It looked like there were 300,000 people at that show. It was great. We routinely talk about how poor the audiences are, which we're going to. This was not one of those cases, and it was just entirely too long and a lot of unnecessary stuff, which is what Ospreay was talking about this week before Darth Kenny came out. Like, why was Kenny Omega talking like that? It's not.
It has been a really strange turn of events with Kenny Omega here.
Yeah.
I still am not sure I fully understand why they've decided to go this route. And yeah, I mean, in some ways he's not wrong. I mean, he did warn Will Ospreay about both of the douches that he ended up joining up with. So there was that part, but the voice, he kind of, I feel like he tries to have a serious tone, yeah, Mr.
Yeah.
Omega, and that was kind of like his serious tone, or maybe it's some other tone that we haven't heard before that he's trying to bring out. But yeah,
Oh,
he's
that was rough. It was rough. We talked about it, and I've seen other people mention it too. Like that promo back and forth, that was a go home promo, and they had 3 weeks to go. So it's like, this is not, I mean, it was like, oh yeah, like, well, we were talking, all three of us were talking about today, like I was ready to buy all in right after that, and thankfully they've given me a few weeks to reconsider. So yeah, but
Oh yeah, they have not done themselves any favors. I mean, the WWE hasn't been immune to that either, where the
right.
best promo is probably the first one in the series, and it's just like, oh, okay, we're just gonna keep this thing going, huh?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
Because I
Punk and
mean,
Roman did
even
that, right? And even
yeah,
Seth
and
and Roman.
yeah, I would say Seth and Roman even too. Like they did a good job of kind of mixing that up. More than they do most feuds, as far as like video packages and just Seth talking and just Roman talking a couple of
Yeah.
times, or like once each separately. So, they did do a better job than normal keeping the hype for that one. But yeah, AEW, not even sometimes. They just get so many people involved in angles unnecessarily,
Yes.
because the Don Callis family being involved in this is just so weird. Like, there's no reason for it.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah,
And I mean, you're
like.
right. It makes no sense.
Because I mean, even the announcers were just like, I don't, they're like, I don't, they're like, Ospreay hasn't had any beef with these guys in a long time. And it's just like, yeah, why are you choosing right now to do this? And boy, they were doing it with, I almost called him Chuck Taylor, Trent Beretta, same
Oh.
difference. And Rocky Romero. So, I mean, we know that this was an unserious attack.
Well, I mean, they had so Chris and I talked about this last week, and it plays part in this. So Ospreay even comes out this week and says, "Yeah, Don Callis and they're back. They're in the rear view. The Ospreay's. I can't stand these promos anymore." I'm going to give you, I'll give you my body. I'll do everything for you. The fans, blah, blah, blah. You're like, I think you do a better service of making sure you're healthy because, like, the match with him and Mark Davis, I mean, all it was is Mark Davis, a jobber for the most part, going 15 minutes in a hardcore match or a Mexican death match, whatever, street cart, whatever. Where
Oh.
Mark Davis just whipped his ass most of the match.
Oh, well,
And then
yeah.
Will Ospreay comes
Oh.
back at the end to win. You're like, this is stupid. Here's a jobber. I don't care if he was a national title holder. Who cares? Like, and then they go to this week and you're like, oh, all right, they're all done with it. Here comes Don Callis. Like, is Ospreay feuding with them or is his match with Kenny Omega? It doesn't make sense. I don't care if
Yeah.
Don Callis explains the history. It should be clear focus because they have what, a week? Right?
I believe it is 18 days. So I believe they have two more Dynamites to go
It's the
before
29th.
yeah, I was
Yeah,
like, oh, I need to
or
pull that
30th, I
up.
think.
I
Excuse
don't
me.
have that info
Yeah, it's the
pulled up.
30th. So they got two Dynamites and two collisions to go. And okay, I don't know, and like the odd part too, you've got him feuding with the Don Callis family, which no one cares about. I'm sorry, he's feuding with the jobbers in the Don Callis family, which is even worse.
Oh yes.
Because Fletcher's got nothing to do with it, Okada's got nothing to do with it. It's just everybody who they just hire to hire. Like,
Yeah, and I mean, and they still have like six guys on the bench that barely get TV time.
yeah. I mean, in what world are we still? I mean, I'll say this every time, where Rocky Romero is a featured person. Like, you know what I mean? Sure, he has a lot of connections in wrestling to different companies. Cool. That make him a backstage guy that can get these connections worth something. I don't want him on TV. It's pointless. Like, the greatest thing Rocky Romero's done in AEW was getting whipped by Jon Moxley in like 3 minutes. So,
Yeah, sounds accurate.
yeah. Yeah, but like, this whole feud makes, I mean, I guess they're not, are they? They're not really even calling it a feud with Omega and Ospreay. It's just a match.
I guess. I mean, just because there's been so much in between now, evidently, like I guess I definitely miss Mexico and didn't realize that this has been a continuation now. This was the second week
Yes.
of this stuff happening, and it's just It makes it even worse than I thought it was.
I'm stopping watching AEW because you didn't know about this. And I was talking to Chris. Chris was trying to figure out why Mark Davis and Will Ospreay having a match. And I said, well, you don't remember Mark Davis taking beating Will Ospreay so bad they called the match off? He goes, oh, no, I didn't watch that. I'm like, well, am I the only goddamn idiot that's watching the show every week now? I'll gladly stop. So
I do
I,
remember that match that you're talking about,
yeah. But where the hell were
though.
you last week? So
But it's so that match is so long ago, though.
he has to get his. It was like a redemption thing to show like he is tough enough to take out Mark Davis. I don't even hate Mark Davis. I'm just calling a spade here. Like he's a jobber. He has the jobber title. So, but
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a burly guy. I do
yeah.
think that A, his promos have gotten better. B, his I kind of like his ring work more. That does not unmake him a jobber, you
You got
know.
it. Well, they had a tag team. Wasn't it him and Jake something? Right?
Yes.
And then Jake something gets hurt and they abandoned it. Well, it's like, well, we got two brawler
DQ.
guys in your shitty ass tag team division. Like, what are we doing? But it is what it is, but
The problem would be is that they would just tower over literally every other tag team because we
true.
haven't seen the Hurt Business in like I feel like what's been forever.
Yeah.
Or maybe they've made a collision appearance here or there when I haven't watched that one.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've Collision's really gonna be a hard one to watch coming up now, football starting. And I think they're on TNT. I think doesn't T I think
Yes.
TNT has the Big 12 or
Oh.
something like that. So they may be getting preempted, unless it's on TBS, but they may be getting preempted again. So
Or just have that again, though. I mean, the shifting schedule isn't as bad as it used to be, I would say. If you have your DVR set for it, you have, you know, it'll still record. But yeah, if you're hoping for a regular time slot, I do think they'll probably get bumped around again
yeah. Titan.
if they have any type of sports, which doesn't surprise me. I mean, TNT and TBS seem to have invested a decent chunk of change into various things.
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong. I think maybe because of the bringing back the NBC Sports Network, that may have something to do with it. I'm not sure how, because it's not the Big Ten or the SEC, so no one really cares. Because they've successfully done it, like even like watching baseball or anything on the ESPN app, they consistently tell you that CW games are now the exclusive streaming home on ESPN, which is basically ACC games. They're like the
Oh,
third AC, third or fourth ACC game.
yeah.
So it's like, oh, I guess
Yeah,
CW doesn't want to use their own app for it.
I watch a lot of Pitt games on the ESPN app there because of that. And I stopped watching them on the CW, I suppose. But I think they do record on the CW
Okay.
still. So, like, I'm double covered.
Yeah. Well, I mean, ESPN has the rights to ACC, SEC. I want to say fifth choice Big 12 or something weird. So it's
No.
so that's yeah. Anyways. But like even like how muddied stuff gets with AEW. So like after, see, I know how to turn stuff around. Even after all of that, Ospreay comes out. They run off the jobbers and the Don Callis family.
Oh, yeah.
Then MJF comes out with his title, claiming to be the real world champion, and he has nothing to do with the other guys. He's feuding with Andrade. Like,
And
what are we doing?
another moment where I'm like, why do I feel like I've missed a month now?
Yeah.
Because we have him coming back, and I'm just like, This just feels so stupid because he cheats the win all the time, and it's just kind of like it's not one of those ha-ha gotcha heel kind of moments. It's just groan worthy, honestly. You know, like there is not anything appealing about him having the championship as opposed to him just saying he wants his title back again.
Yeah, I the only difference in what you said is MJF does the cheating himself, where Will
Oh.
Ospreay interfered in the match. That's the only difference that they're going with, because you're right.
Yeah.
So, but it's like, okay. But again, if you're feuding with Andrade, why are you bringing up these other two that you're not going to be in the mix for All In? Like, everything should be pointing for your card for All In, not this nonsense. And yeah,
Yeah,
so
they can't help but make a sideshow
yeah.
for some reason.
And I did, but I will
An
say this.
unnecessary sideshow.
I enjoyed the hell out of MJF's strategy in this match. They start fighting, he rolls out of the ring. That line cracks me up. I'm gonna let these two twinks take care of business. That was outstanding. Because then they go to the ring, and what do you see? You're like, yep. Although there was some online discourse about whether or not Mike Bailey is too thick to be a twink. And I was like, okay. All right.
Yeah, I
Sure.
suppose I do not know the definition well enough to break it down like that.
Just a little lady. It was like little skinny lady boy gay guys. That's all it is. Just like the bears or the big burly ones.
Well, yeah, I
So.
get, but I guess I don't know where the cutoff is for too thick in that department, you know? Like
I don't think you're allowed to have muscles. I think you're, I mean, to be really gross about it, like really disrespectful, kind of like you just look like you're a prepubescent boy, which is just like, ugh.
Yeah, and I would not for all the faults that I can find with Mr. Bailey, the man does hit the gym. So
Yep. And then he spends an hour to 2 hour, hour and a half working out, and then probably 30, 40 minutes posing. So I can't stand that. I was seriously going to count how many times he posed. And I got 3 minutes in and I went, I'm not doing this to myself. I'm not. I'm just going to every single move. It's
Oh my
groan
gosh.
inducing.
Yeah, I'll have to give that a count, 'cause it is too many. No matter.
Everything he does. Danielson,
Yeah.
like, God damn.
Yeah, he does kind of have like a little he definitely has a setup before a lot of different moves.
Dude, he stands there and poses. Like, he's not even getting ready to do a move. He just starts posing. And it's like, what? Why? That'd be like you right now standing up and getting on one foot and going, ha. Like, I'd be like, what are you doing? Sit down. It's just ridiculous. Yes. In the middle of the
Go
show.
do the crane
Ha.
kick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
Yes.
crane kick the computer.
Now imagine doing that
Just
every
to show.
20 to 30 seconds. There's Mike Bailey. That's a Mike Bailey match. Like, ugh. But I mean, the right guy and the obvious guy won this because, boy, did the Vegas crowd not give a damn about anybody. There was about 12 to 15 people chanting for a speedball, but that was it. Nick Wayne, they were like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah, it's kind of easy to compare. Like, I don't feel like the people that have gone down to AAA from NXT, you seem to have noticed a difference in their work when they have come back.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he got ex that Nick Wayne got experience in New Japan, and he did well in the whatever cup he was in. I would assume for cruiserweights. I can't tell the damn difference. I can't tell
No.
the damn difference with this kid. So, I mean, I guess I don't think he's bad. I'm also not that interested.
No, because he's like
So.
19 years old. Like, he shouldn't be on TV right now. Or actually, he should be in Ring of Honor, because that's what basically Ring of Honor should be for now. But
Yeah, he's a guy that has somehow avoided that. He does seem a prime candidate for such a move, but Tony Khan loves him, so he keeps on getting TV time.
yeah, but I mean, he's going for the Ring of Honor title or TV title or something. He was the TV champion. But it's
Oh.
like, yeah, exactly. But he's a Ring of Honor guy, so of course he's losing on the main roster, which, that's fine, because who cares? But yeah, so yeah, but just another match with a bunch of moves. MJF proves he's the only real star wrestler in the match just by being there. You could just see it, like, oh, that guy's the wrestler. Maybe Nick Wayne will get there.
Yeah, I mean, when even Big Show isn't bagging on what you're doing,
Yeah.
things have gone well, I would say.
Okay, can we take a quick aside because you mentioned Big Show?
Sure.
I know he's lost a lot of weight, and good. That's great. Did he shrink? Because he looked no bigger than Excalibur and Tony Schiavone. Like, I made the joke. Is he sitting on the ground? Like, what the hell? How did you do that?
I remained confused throughout the show that Big Show continued to not look big
Yeah.
that entire show. Like it, I'm like it's some weird Hobbit effect or something. I really don't know what was going on there.
Yeah, I mean, even when Jericho jumped onto his lap or whatever, he still didn't look that big. And I'm like, did they put everyone else on a box? I don't understand what happened here. I mean, unless being like three, I think he's like 320 pounds now or something. I mean, that's a significant weight loss. And I guess he lost it by like not being as wide anymore. But
Yeah, you're still what, 7'3"?
I think he was only like 7 foot. I mean, oh, only. But
Oh, jeez. Yeah, still.
even if he's 6'11". Is Excalibur 6'5"? Like, that was just so bizarre, and I kept waiting for the angle to change during the show, and it never did.
Oh yeah.
It's like, you guys need to do that with your crowd to make him look, well, I guess smaller. They do a good job of that.
Oh, okay, there we
You
go.
realize that's the same place we went and saw Stardom, right?
Oh, I did
Yeah.
not realize that.
Yes. That's the
I didn't
same
realize
building.
how weird the seating arrangement was, honestly, until I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
Just because there were a lot of gaps on TV that made it, to me, made it look like people weren't there, but it was because they had like walkways or something in there.
Well, there were a lot of people missing. They did not sell that tiny place out, which is nuts.
There were some other areas that we're definitely missing some people, but so, I feel like the areas like directly behind them where you could see like the gray panels everywhere,
Yeah.
it kind of was like, oh, this is kind of a weird angle to me to shoot the show in, because that angle to me looked like people were missing. The people were missing in other parts of the
Yeah.
arena, but it just made it look kind of, like a weird crowd to start with your main view being that.
Yeah. Yeah, I their ticket sales, audience, live
Oh,
attendance,
yeah. Okay,
it
so
drives me nuts. trying to I don't understand how you can have like that crowd in Detroit last week, which was rabid. And then this week you've got less people sitting on their hands for the most part. That was wild to me. So
Okay, yep. Excalibur is 10 inches shorter than the Big Show. He is 6'2". Big Show is 7 foot
Wow.
on the button. And what are we listing? And I mean, this is gonna be even weirder when it's like Tony Schiavone, 5'9". 5'10". I was being sarcastic about the 5'9", but yeah, I am confused. Like, why do Tony Schiavone and Excalibur look the same height?
Yeah,
That
I don't
is
know.
4 inches.
I mean,
That's a 4-inch gap between those
oh,
two.
you know
Like
what?
that.
You can, if they're using standard desk chairs, you can raise them to all to be the same height. I wonder if Big Show seriously was at the lowest possible setting. Because I have my old desk chair from work, which thanks. And if you put that to the ground, you're almost on the ground. So I do wonder, maybe that was it.
That's the only thing, but boy, man, that feels like that'd be tough on the knees to be sitting there like that for
Yeah, no kidding.
2.5 hours.
Especially with his two new knees too. So,
Oh,
but I guess we need to get back to the show, for whatever reason.
well, it was just weird. It was just weird with him on
Yeah.
commentary, honestly. Like, it was just like, huh? Like, why is this guy the third guy now?
Yeah, I didn't.
What happened to Danielson?
He pops
He
up every once in a while, and then like,
for the most part stopped announcing after like being on a tear of being on like every other show. Like
Well,
it's
because,
just really weird.
well, it's
I
like
mean,
I was saying, man, you could tell when he wasn't into something, he'd just go quiet, and then you're like, well, maybe he's just not into this stuff, so I don't know,
yeah.
but.
Yeah.
What else is even on the show? I know
Okay,
Stephanie.
well,
Stephanie?
you hit the first two there. We had Megan Bain and Lina Cross
Yeah.
accepting the challenge for All In
Sure.
against the
Cool.
Brawling Birds.
I did appreciate them pointing out they're acting like stereotypes, but.
We had the first of two cringy Mick Foley interviews.
Oh no. Yeah. Dude. I think, we all like Mick Foley. I mean, which was goddamn karaoke party, right? And
Right. Yeah, not at WrestleMania, we went to his karaoke party, specifically paid for. And
mixed results, but there's no reason for him to be on TV. If this is just one of those weird things. One, he's not poor, so it's not like he needs the money. If you want to make money, go ahead. But you don't. It's like aesthetics. I know, like Captain Lou Albano was like kind of a weird looking dude. I get it, but he's also a manager, so.
he also had gum bands in his face.
Yeah, I never understood that. That was even as a kid, I was like, oh, what is, why? Anyways, but yeah, like just Mick coming out and he doesn't follow stuff, he loses his train of thought as well, trying to remember stuff. And it's
Oh,
like, this is
because
uncomfortable.
yeah, because that was kind of funny where I forget what he mentioned when he did the in-ring interview later in the night, and he said the wrong place to go buy the shirt,
Yeah.
and Excalibur starts correcting him, and he did correct himself. So good for that. But I mean, prime example also of him kind of losing his train of thought in some of these moments, and it's just like, oof. Like this, yeah, I'm not sure why people are sitting there. Oh, because did I, it was that Mick Foley that actually said that? I meant to send this headline to you guys, and because I took a screenshot of it, it was something from Fightful, and I was just dying at the wording. Oh
Wow.
yeah, there's something really nice. Yeah, because it's Mick Foley on Tony Khan. There's something really nice about seeing an owner who is really happy to watch his product. And I'm just like, why should he be happy to watch you? Like it's painful.
Yeah. Well,
Like it's not good. Like the stuff that you yourself are putting on for your boss that supposedly you like.
I mean, these guys, like, I heard somebody say, like, the wrestlers are just action figures for Tony Khan. So he may actually legitimately, like, yeah, this is good. I got the Mick Foley figure now, you know? And it's like, well, if you really take that into consideration, it's like, oh, yeah. That's actually a pretty good analogy because it's not safety, that's for sure. And you can do anything you want to action figures and just get a different one. So.
Oh, 'cause was it last week that he wrestled?
Who?
Didn't you say that Mick Foley wrestled?
No, God, no. No,
Oh, okay.
no,
I
no, no, no.
misunderstood what you were talking about earlier then.
No, he messed up another promo some other time too. And then had apparently on the
Oh.
pay-per-view had a very weird interaction with was it what do they call the div not Divine Madness. What's
A Divine Dominion.
that's it, yeah. So
Yeah, I watched parts of that. It was just you know,
yeah.
again, like if you're gonna belittle someone, like I feel like you can have your equivalent of Byron Saxton do the job and it would work better. You know, I don't know who it is. I don't know if you throw Lexi Nair in that situation or who you want to toss into that barrel, but anyone except for Mick Foley would be a good candidate for that type of angle.
Yeah, it's they're just everyone's like outside of Excalibur, every announcer is just rotating. I guess does Ian Riccaboni still do Collision? I don't know, to be honest.
No, he hasn't. He's one of those weird ones where he just pops, you know, he just pops in.
Oh,
It's
okay.
like they only call him now when the other guys aren't available.
All right. I'm
Because it's
guessing he's doing
mostly
Ring of
been
Honor.
Shivani and Nigel on Collision when I've listened to it.
Okay. Well, there's that then. So
Yep.
I'm guessing Rick and Bonnie's doing Ring of Honor though. So
I would
employed.
imagine.
Yeah. But all right. Well, yeah. So Mick.
Yeah, so those things happened. Jay White, David Finley, and the. Again, like another moment that I'm like, what the hell did I miss here? Why is there a Continental Cup tournament when the Continental Championship is it doesn't that tournament usually happen at the end of the year, like going into next year?
Whatever. You know, it's like they needed something for Moxley at All In. So this is what
Okay.
they came up with. And the funny thing was I think you missed a promo where he talked about it. And everyone was like, what's he talking about? And then like the next day
Oh.
online, they had to hurry up and put the brackets out, like, oh yeah, this is what we're doing. So yeah. It but this match, like, what's the hype about David Finlay? And then Jay White has just plummeted. Like, he looks frail. I say it every time. He looks frail. I don't know what his outfit is. Some sort of weird karate pajama pants with, I guess, switchblades on them. I don't even know what that was. And I'm like,
Oh yeah, he's supposed to have switchblade cuts on
that's
his
what it
pants.
is. Yes.
Yeah. And I think I don't know if there's supposed to be numbers or it's just all like you know, three stripes up and one stripe
Oh,
striking
yeah.
through it.
But this match, like, And they had like the insert promo by David Finlay and Clark Connors, and I went, all right. I
Hey.
understand why certain crowds react the way they do.
It's definitely one where they just really have not given me any reason to really believe in these two clowns. Like, they did get a couple of wins here and there, but they've also been kicked back down the pole since that win.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So,
And that's
yeah,
the
there's
thing.
no reason to take them serious.
After a win, nothing. Like, oh, okay, that's the end of the feud. Oh, okay, no, it's not. Now we're gonna have a Continental Classic match or a cup, whatever. Like, okay. I don't know. I've never really been impressed with Jay White. He continues to underwhelm. And then I really don't see what the hype is with David Finlay. I just don't.
Oh, that is
So,
definitely one where I'm like, I am so glad. Like, as many deficiencies as the NXT roster has, they did not need David Finlay on their programming. He
did you watch NXT the last 2 weeks?
yeah, I
I don't
did.
know, man.
David Finlay, he's not any better than those guys. He might be more polished because he's been around longer.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm just kind of stumped. Like, well, you didn't even put up much of an argument. Like, you make a compelling argument for this blank
David
slate.
Finlay just doesn't.
Yeah,
Well, I mean, he's another guy that's just kind of plain looking to me.
yes,
Like you talk about that more than I do,
yeah.
but like I guess that's part of my problem with David Finlay. Like, he's not an overwhelmingly big guy. He's not really ripped. Like, I mean, he's obviously in shape, but he's also not a big guy. And I mean, I think that's more the problem with Jay White too. Like, he used to be kind of a bigger guy, and
Yeah.
yeah, AEW just they do the opposite. Well, it's maybe not quite the opposite of WWE, where people stack on 10 pounds of muscle as soon as they get there. But they do kind of have a habit of people are like, oh, I don't need to carry as much weight. And they get smaller and it doesn't do them any favors. Like, it just makes them. And I mean, I definitely think that Jay White's in that category where he's definitely, for whatever reason, he's kind of like the Bucks. Like, you could tell when they, and it's been a while now, but they're like, oh, we don't have to do that heavyweight stuff over in New Japan anymore.
Yeah.
And you just saw the weight come off. Jay White to me has been the same thing, where it's just like, he's like, oh, I don't have to be a heavyweight anymore. Like, I don't need to pass this dumb standard. So he's gone from like 245 to 215 or something. It's just like, I don't think this is a good choice, my man. Like, you should still be bigger. Like, I'm just
Well,
gonna throw it
especially
out
with
there.
how they wrestle, they should. I mean, the bigger you are, a wider back, if you get your traps going to protect your neck more, since you guys and everyone at AEW just loves falling on their head in the back of their neck. So it's like, yeah, that would be a pretty good idea. Then we just have a bunch of guys with giant backs and traps. Like, but yeah, no, you won me over. On very simple logic, yeah. David Finley's fine. He can just stay there. Don't need him. Him and his,
yeah, like
come get his
like
skinny brother too, please. So,
oh my
which we'll
gosh.
get to that
Yeah,
later.
we can
Christ.
definitely get to that later.
All right. So let's
So
move on to
okay,
someone else.
those items are there. Oh. Then we have this awkward promo with Adam Page, Bandido, and Brody King Because no one can hold on to those trios championships for more than like 2 weeks for whatever reason. So demand already coughing them up. They get interrupted by Swerve Strickland. They're celebrating having a trios championship. And I mean, I know that it ended up being pointed out in the promo, but alarm bells were going off in my head, going, what is happening right now? You know, like, again, it's what another one of those, it's an AEW trope at this point where they have people win some type of, whether it's the tag team titles or the trios championships, and then they're like, oh, well, we're going to put one of these guys in this trio into a singles feud. And it's like, what are you guys doing here? Like, why are you so all over the place? Like, concentrate on them being the trios champion. It shouldn't be that hard. Like, what? They make it so much more complicated. Tony Khan just makes it so much more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah, well, I think it became clear though that a certain team's probably showing up and gonna be tagging in with Swerve, which is why they did this. So, because I think they didn't they say something about a new day or a day of new or something like that. So it's
Oh,
like,
I did not remember
yeah, that's
that being dropped.
at, but at the same time, it's also a very weird, like the demand comes out and there's eight of them. Actually, no, there's legit six of them, right?
Yes, there's now
Yeah.
six of them.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, all nine of us here. And it's like, I guess he was talking to Swerve about how everyone out here hates him. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, why are you talking to Swerve?
Yep, that just made the promo even more awkward that he was even addressing Swerve in any way. Like, it's just like, I again, like, the only thing good that Ricochet did point out, he's like, where are your pals? And like, I guess I don't even think that what's his name, that Swerve sold it enough that I guess that's was my main problem. Now, if you said that they said something about New Day or kind of subtly said it, but like, I guess I just, yeah, I didn't catch it. So, like, I'm like, oh, like, it wasn't strong enough of a hint for me to try and get excited about something in the future, you know? Like, I feel like you need to, maybe be a little more overt than that.
Yeah, but the other thing though is people just want New Day to be New Day. I don't want them in a like tagging and trying to like be like Swerve's buddies, like just let them be themselves. That's what made them fun. That's what got them popularity too. But
Well, yeah, and it's going to be really weird to be with whatever this version of Swerve is.
yeah.
Because it's another one where I'm like, hold on, why is he a heel again?
Well, he was a heel when he left.
That was the
So,
problem, is he like just turned heel again though.
yeah,
When
well,
he
yeah.
left, like, he's been injured ever since he turned heel, and I'm like, I don't know, I kind of forget why he turned heel again.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, so I'm like, almost like, I kind of need a refresher here, guys.
No,
Can
you
you
didn't
help a
get it.
brother out?
This thing just,
No.
this was just talking, and then it also like as everything Ricochet does, it gets a little bit better. Like Swerve goes, Brody's the one that barks all the time, but it sounds like you're the only bitch here, or something like that. And
Yes.
Ricochet starts going, say that to my face, like he just did. He just did. Like,
he was he was maybe 10 foot from you, sir.
yeah, like, oh
It's
my God.
I mean, he could have said it, I suppose, while he walked through. It seems like a fair enough choice that you're giving yourself a little bit of leeway if you wait until you're about 10 foot away. Like, I can't really blame her for that.
Yeah. So it's like, okay.
Embarrassing match of the night. Kevin Knight versus Chris Jericho. The fact that Don Callis was worried enough that he did not sit in on commentary is it's a weird statement to me. A very weird statement. Like, just 'cause it, I feel like he's been on commentary for almost every match that he's ever been at ringside for here in the recent past. And then when he does get involved, oh my gosh, I saw the clips on Twitter before I saw
So
it
did
in
I.
action. And I was just like, yeah, yep, just as bad in live, actually, maybe even worse in live action than it was in the clips that I saw. 'Cause it was just like, yeah. That is a 0 out of 10 for ring awareness from Chris Jericho.
I can't tell whose fault it was though, because Don Callis jumped up for no reason. It's like he's got eyes. Oh, he's not even
Oh.
close. Okay, never mind. And then Jericho's like,
Yeah.
dope, 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 dope. I'm like, what are we doing? Just make Kevin Knight fight it through. Like, I don't know. The whole Jericho thing's be getting sad to me, anyways. I mean, the dyed hair. The physique, he's not nearly as fast as he used to be, and not like he was really that quick anyways. And it's like, man, alive, and just jobbing out for nothing. I mean, zilch. So, because the match is Darby and Kevin Knight, there's no rematch with Chris Jericho.
No, and just after, 'cause who did Chris Jericho beat in the feud there just before that?
Oh, Tommaso Ciampa. You'll
Oh,
remember him in a
Ciampa.
few weeks when he comes
Yeah.
back as something else.
Yeah, I can't wait for everyone on the internet to tell me how much better his career is in AEW than it is was in the
Hey,
WWE
if
when
he's
I
getting
was.
paid more, obviously.
Well, yeah, that is the only way it can actually
Yep.
be better. If
You got that
not,
right. Yeah.
same plane at best.
But
So
Kevin, he
yeah,
won a championship.
oh, good for him.
Jesus Christ, what do you want?
Stat Daddy,
Whoa.
again, feel like I have been transported into some weird world here. Don't understand why she's after. I was almost going to call it the United States Championship, but
TBS.
it's TBS Championship all of a sudden. Like, I feel like even though I missed one literal Dynamite, I don't know why I feel like I missed a month of shows to try and explain what is happening here. Like,
So
Chris Statlander has been with, who's she all been with recently? As kind of a sidekick, and now she's trying to act all tough by herself again?
she's
Like,
the worst creatively. She's probably the worst women's wrestler. Now, I'm not saying it's her fault. I'm saying what they how they've worked with her. I mean, she was the alien girl, okay. Then she was like the fun-loving girl, and then she was a heel, and then
she was
she.
babyface alien recently,
I.
and then she was sidekicks with Hikaru Shida there, and that's what I was trying to think of. And then who did she join up with? She joined back up with Willow then.
She was with Willow, and was it the Australian woman, the big boobs?
Oh, Harley Cameron.
Yeah. And then
Yes. Yep.
they
Yep.
is
Yep.
Harley somewhere. Willow went on to win the title. Chris Statlander, lost in that gauntlet thing. Then she lost to Persephone because Thunder Rosa interfered during Mexico. And then it's, yeah, she is the worst, creatively, the worst pushed woman ever in that company. Like,
It's really, yeah, it's been really bizarre with her. It 'cause even the promo that she cut afterwards, I'm like, hold
we not
on,
talk
like
about that?
you're it,
Oh, that was
I
rough.
yeah, well, that was another one of those moments though that I'm just like, what the heck is happening here? Just because, again, like the last time I remember her, she was still kind of sort of doing the alien gimmick, so all of a sudden she's just like some weird Brooklyn broad to be generic about it, you know? To be stereotypical, like she just kind of is like this tough girl, you know, city woman, and it's just like, huh?
It
Like
rings
what?
hollow.
Yeah, like again, like she's just been so all over the map. I just yeah, as much as I like her, it's tough to get behind her because she's, like you said, like they. If they're truly given the freedom to do whatever they want with all these promos, then, you know, it's kind of mostly on her. I don't know if
Last
that's
week,
still the case. If it's Tony Khan writing this stuff, though, oh boy, yeah, he can throw this stuff square in the trash.
well, it's every time someone like her, the promo she had afterwards was cringy. It wasn't delivered well, and like it was supposed to sound tough. It just sounds stupid. Like, are we still talking about
Yes.
putting people's heads up their asses? Like, are we still doing that? But the thing is, with her, we were recording the show last week, and GCW had a, excuse me, a 20 years of Joey Janela show on. It was live. She was on that show. And I cannot remember who she wrestled. She was awesome. She looked better in that match than she had in any match she's ever had in AEW.
Oh.
And I'm like, how? Or better yet, why?
Why?
Why is she having a better match in a company that's not the one that pays her? And the problem, and another big problem is she's improved her look, her physique, like everything, to get this nonsense put on her. And maybe some of the blame is on her too. She's the one talking, but yeah.
Yeah, there's been no type of consistent character. You know, like I would hope that Tony Khan knows, well, no, I guess he can't be both the perpetrator and the one telling her to stop changing character all the time, you know? Like I guess he's just complicit in her changing character all the time. But yeah, like I mean she's legitimately had multiple characters just this year, and it's just like stop, like st stop, please, like because for yeah, it's like Willow one of the few that's just had a consistent somewhat story arc throughout most of her career in AEW, I'd say.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, Statlander's just been so all over the place.
Yeah.
And then yeah, so that was cringy number two.
Leading into
Which was also cringy
cringy ass
too, that
match.
because yeah, like Statlander acts like she's gonna get jumped, but then this was a planned match. So honestly, why would Persephone and Sheeta act like they're gonna beat them up and then act surprised that their tag team opponents came down?
I it's yeah, I know. And I
It didn't get any better after that.
no, and it didn't because the match stunk too. Like, I don't know. The you could clearly see the communication issues. No one seemed to be moving well except for, of all people, what's her name? Maya World.
Mile World. Yep.
She had a really slick combo in there. It was a roll up into something else. I mean, she snapped through it, and I actually took notice, like, whoa, where's this been all match? Because I mean, And it's not her fault. She was given a title because the story was nice. This woman's not over. She's just not. People are like, oh, that was a nice story. Good for her. She won the title. And then fucking crickets.
I still don't know what her, like I again, only a week off, still don't know what her character is.
No.
Other than my brother died.
Yes.
Again, still not a character.
Nope. And
We're
again, not her
a
fault.
month, month plus into this. She needs some type of promo in here. And it just
Yeah.
has not happened.
She's just a chick that came out, beat Athena, and won a title she shouldn't have. And he's hoping that she'll get over in these goofy matches where she's not even featured, in a match where she's the champion and she feels like she's on a side quest while everyone else is the main story. So.
Oh yeah, because the other three are in that separate match with Statlander, so it's just like, yeah, she was the odd woman out in this
Yeah.
match too, in
I
a lot of
definitely don't
ways.
mean any disrespect towards her because, again, it's not her fault.
Oh, right.
You can't get someone's character from in-ring work outside of like just beating someone up and you're a tough guy or tough girl. So.
And then I did love the pseudo, because she wasn't ringside, Renee Paquette doing the
Oh.
breakdown of the main event. And I guess we're back. I will admit that it's been consistent recently. She at least has not acknowledged her husband.
Right.
Since they both have different names on TV. So her consistency's been there. The rest of the people that interact with Renee, kind of questionable. But I don't think we've had, but it was still weird to me for her to say, like, hey, what Jon Moxley's approach was going to be to this match. Like, because I don't feel like she's actually done this type of an intro for one of his matches in a while. And I just, it felt extra weird to me for whatever reason.
Yeah. So,
And then,
yeah.
yeah, I honestly, I've got to admit, this is one of those matches. It kind of felt like it was what it should have been, which is, it probably went longer than it needed to. I still also feel like Jon Moxley pretty much kicked Jack Perry's ass, at least like. I can't believe this thing was 16 minutes, but I mean, I feel
For
like
what reason?
Jon Moxley kicked his ass for like 12 minutes
Yeah, this match stunk.
out of
Ugh.
the 16.
There's no reason this match should have gone long. And especially after, Jack Perry was knocked out and the referee goes over and is like, hey, buddy, wake up. That's the end of the match. You could have saved us 8 minutes. I could not believe what I was seeing. I'm like, even if he's legitimately knocked out, well, the match is over. Like, I didn't understand that at all. Even the announcers were like, I think Jack Perry's knocked out. Well, then the match is over. What are we doing?
I feel like he made it through the rest of the match without anything glaringly obvious screaming to me he definitely had a concussion.
Sure.
So
But, oh, Kevin, how did the
I'll
match
take
end?
the oh it's some type of bulldog choke.
What'd the referee do?
Called for the bell.
Exactly. Because he was out cold.
Yep.
Just want to make that a point. So, 8 minutes later for the exact same ending. It's just. And this is like, you were like, oh my God, another show that's 2 hours and 21 minutes. The Mexico show was almost 3 hours. Yeah.
Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
At 10 o'clock, they had two matches to go. Yeah. So
Just yeah, the this that yeah, that part of AEW production has really gotten groan worthy. You know, it honestly, it is one thing for Raw to run 2.5 hours every week because they've been consistent about, you know, being in the 2.5 hour neighborhood. When you're just A, you don't have enough. They have enough people. They're not still organized enough to really have 4 hours of TV. You know, and there's definitely no reason to be tacking on 20 to. And I think that's where it was one thing when they were just tacking on an extra like minute, maybe even 5 minutes, I'd give a pass to. But when you're talking 20 plus minutes, I don't get it. I really don't get it. You know, there was nothing on this show that said this needed, you know, like, I feel like there are multiple segments you could have cut and the show would have been just fine and it would have been around, you know, a 2 hour show. Like, there's definitely 20 cuttable minutes to this show. So,
But they don't care. Suffer, fools. But I mean, their audience is also like, "Oh, right, this is going long." Like, okay.
There are some weird sadists out there that are enjoying the length of this for whatever reason. Hey, we're a little bit sadist also for watching NXT. Because this one already started out as a groaner when Shawn Spears no-shows Lizzie Rain for reasons.
Okay, I was like, did I miss something? Like, what happened here?
I watched these shows back to back, essentially.
Okay.
And Spears is like, nah, I want to still kick these two Tweedledum and Dumbasses asses.
Okay.
And the week before showing and. I do think that Nico and Izzy were like, oh, he's going to turn on you or something like that. And it's just like, why would he right now? He
Yeah.
doesn't gain anything from no selling this match.
I'm with you. Yeah,
I
I
just I was so baffled by it and why EK Prosper would throw his name into the ring was strange. And even stranger, I'm just going, oh my gosh, Nico Vance just took another pin.
That's fine. He ain't going anywhere. He's just not. So, well, okay. After the
He is
match,
dead in
though,
the water.
later in the show, EK Prosper did say the reason he did that is because Grayson Waller says the men are soft or whatever. So he's like, I'm showing what I do. That's why I did it. And it's like, oh, so not because it was the right thing. But because Grayson Waller called you out, like, okay. Like,
Yeah,
all right, buddy.
not really the best reason, I
Yeah.
suppose.
So, I mean, the match was fine. EK Prosper is pretty fun to watch. I will say, Izzy and God, Lizzy, they got to get these two away from each other. I thought they worked pretty well together. They're like, for the women's portion of this was head and shoulders above anything on AEW this week for the women.
The NXT women are still not to purposely side with Grayson Waller, but I feel like we've been pretty consistent in the podcasts about talking
Yes.
about the quality of the women still being higher in NXT than it is in AEW,
Yes.
honestly. And I do, I feel like Izzy Dame has gotten better. She hasn't had a whole lot of luck in winning or staying. She stayed relevant, though, which is always good. Like she's gotten the TV time, even if she's been eating a lot of L's. So, I mean, it's
Yeah.
better than not getting TV time. So there's something to be said for that, I suppose. And Lizzie Raine, again, still just kind of starting out, but I understand why they like her.
Yeah. But it's another thing of just getting work will help. And I think that's what's she's been featured more, getting more work on TV. So I'm hoping that's like the reason why this is going on. But that was my first thought was, well, this women's match is far better than anything I just had to watch, because I watched AEW then NXT, and
Oh.
fair or not to compare them, I don't care, because truth's the truth. So.
Yeah, and then we had the ladies come out here after that matchup because we got Kendall Gray and what's her name? Ren Sinclair. Ended up in that segment with Callie Armstrong
Ugh.
and which and what's her name?
Kalani Jordan.
Kalani Jordan, yeah. Like it is really hard to take Callie Armstrong seriously.
I wish the
They
crowd would chant, "Who are you?" She's been on three times. And
I Yeah, it's weird where in some ways I agree with her. People seem to keep on starting at the top, and then having nowhere to go when they come in, and she's just like, "Well, why am I not starting at the top like everyone else?" Also, though, they haven't given her a good like squash match win even, I don't think. Or if they have, it hasn't been frequently enough for how much time she's been on the roster. She's just kind of complaining. Like, at least Kalani Jordan, you're like, you can look back on stuff and understand why she's complaining. Callie still needs some, I suppose, pardon the pun, because I think she was a track star, wasn't she? But she needs some track record here.
Well, I mean, track. I maybe running track's a little different than wrestling. I mean, I know there's a whole lot into track and field. Don't get me wrong, but I think there's a tad bit more for wrestling. But it's like, and she just shows up and's like, "I want a title match." Who the fuck are you? Well, that was an Evolve. What? What's that? So they don't even get real
Yeah.
crowds in Evolve. It's just the PC people, you know?
Oof.
So,
Yeah.
but yeah, no, it's, I just didn't like any of this. So,
Yeah, it was not my favorite segment of the evening,
no, because
despite
to me,
the
it's like it's lowering Kendall Gray. Ren Sinclair's where she should be.
yes.
They make a good team together. Kalani Jordan's finally getting her match. Okay. And then you got this person. Hit the bricks. Like, you don't belong in here. So.
Yeah, what? Yeah, whatever. We're just gonna move through some of this stuff.
That's fine.
Saquon Sugars versus
Oh,
Dion Lennox.
God.
It
Why are
seems
we
like
doing this again?
the breakup for Dark State is never gonna end.
They had their match. It was over. And then they have another one. Why? Because we don't have anything else to come to mind. Just so we can have another one? Like, this has got to stop because this is interfering in other matches. Okay. All right. Dion Lennox tried to hit Saquon Sugars with a baseball bat, and he missed. it's okay that he had a bat because he missed, but if he would have hit him, it would have been a disqualification. Like,
I will at
it's my
least say
fault.
that
It's
that
my
is
fault.
a consistent wrestling
I know,
thing
it's my fault.
over the years. I yeah, if it does not make any sense. Like if you take a meaningful swing with any object and the referee sees it, it should be a DQ.
If someone gets on the apron, it should be a DQ. It's like no arguing. Like, oh, well, you just cost them a match. That's it. Like, it's a dead horse. It makes the referee look like a moron. And it's
Yeah.
just cheap. It's cheap. Just have a win. Like, even go back to AEW. God, Paul Turner stinks. Aubrey's not much better. That slow motion, Chris Jericho almost hitting her, and she like runs under the ropes and turns her back. And I'm like, calm down. Like, old man Jericho's like moving in like half speed. Jesus. Anyways, but yeah, it's just, man, I just, why? Like, and then Vic, I'm not getting on Vic's case, but someone fed him this line. Like, oh, what is Book, do you think we're under the shadow? Are we gonna be back under the dark shadow of Dark State? When were we? What are we even talking about?
I love how they pretend like that was ever truly a problem.
Yeah. And then he's talking to a wall this week. Booker T has been horrendous for 2, maybe 3 weeks now.
He's definitely been a little bit different since the comeback here. Like
Yeah.
he had those couple of weeks off where Corey and Wade filled in, and it's been a little bit weirder since then. Even weirder than normal Booker T
Yeah.
weird.
He's just saying stuff. He's not, I mean, it doesn't even go along with the show. And I mean, we were defenders. It's getting hard to defend how bad he is. And it's starting to take away from stuff because even Vic, with like the goofy ass questions they make Vic ask him, he's not even paying attention now. Like, is there an alarm in here? Like, what are you doing, dude? Stop it.
And I mean, I do kind of laugh that I feel like Vic kind of feeds him every week just so he can do the checks and championships and no friends and there's got to be a Booker T bingo card out there. I'm trying to think of some of the other catchphrases that he uses there,
Well,
stay out of other people's business. What else do
which
we
Vic called him
got?
on later.
Just because again, like these things happen week in and week out, and it's just like, okay,
Yeah.
okie doke,
Was it
dude.
champagne dreams and caviar wishes or something?
Oh, yeah, he does love that one.
Yeah, just, but no, he's terrible. And this Dark State thing's terrible. And I like Saquon just fine, by the way. But
Yeah.
I don't want this anymore. Ugh.
Zarya and Ren Sinclair set up their next match. I mean, I was unsurprised that this ended up going to a draw and that we're getting a secondary match out of it.
This wasn't a draw. The speed match was a draw because it went to time limit. This
Oh,
Zarya pinned
that's
her.
right.
That's why they're trying to say they're 1-1. I was like, no, they're not.
Yeah, I am
Yeah.
mixing up the two
Yeah,
the
because
two shows in my head.
that's because Dark
Whoops.
State came in and got in the ring. Like, what's going on here? And if
Oh,
for some
yeah.
reason Ren decided to hit Dion Lennox, who was holding the chair. Like, what? And I mean, I know Grayson Waller like took it to Saquon, but
Oh.
He's like
Yeah, it
playing,
was.
he's like the devil. So
Yeah, it was kind of a weird segment to get yourself interfering in as far as that goes. Boy, Mason Rook and Cam Hendricks happened.
what can be said about Mason Rook that hasn't been said? Like,
Yep. I don't know. Like,
I'm you weren't on last week, so I was letting you if you got
no,
anything new. But losing to Cam Hendricks, like,
yeah, it's not great. Like, I don't like Cam Hendricks,
nope.
and I completely agree with Vic that Booker T has no idea what the Heisman is. I know that Vic does, so yeah, so if you're losing to Cam Hendricks, who doesn't seem to have that bright of a future, and you're Mason
No.
Rook, things just have not started out well for that guy. Like, he had the he's big, he's bad, he'll body slam your dad, but boy, they have done everything in their power to make sure those chants are not happening anymore,
People
because
tried. They were tried today or Tuesday. You could hear some people trying them, but I will say this for Cam Hendricks. No, it wasn't Cam Hendricks. It was the guy from Out the Mud. So never mind. I'll save it.
oh yeah. Well, that's I was gonna just go ahead and move to that, because this was one of the few positives for me, honestly. Kind of liked a lot that Lucian Price beat Lexus King. And I thought that both of the guys from Out the Mud, I'm like, honestly, I think you and I had talked about it some, where it seemed like all of their men were in tag teams. And that is at least part of their men's division problem, is that they have so many of them in tag teams. And it's just like, yeah, get these two guys apart. Like, if you guys think that they can wrestle separately, it might be a solution to your men's division. Like, I'm not promising it. I kind of like both guys. I've kind of liked them as OTM. If they can go their own separate ways, though, and you have two other big guy wrestlers around, it's got to be a positive. Are
I
you
don't know.
shocked over there?
Well, I don't know if, because like one's Bronco. He's the guy that's in AAA.
Yes.
What's this guy's name?
Lucian Price.
That's right. Well, I guess that's part of the problem is they're still trying to establish them both as separate, which, okay, that takes time because Alta Mud never got started, you know? They'd be
Oh.
around, then they wouldn't be. They'd be around, then they wouldn't be. So
Yeah.
it's like, you know. So I liked, I'm with you on splitting them up. I also think I kind of like how the split could happen. Like, you know, I'm all for like amicable splits, even though this isn't how this is gonna go. Because, you know, the one guy chose, he's got his thing in Mexico, and then he's got his thing here. All right. So we'll see what happens. Now, Lucian already has cornered the market on fat white women. I noticed that. They were going crazy for him. Even had signs for him. So that's good. You got your very small but very big fan base. And then the only thing I didn't like, and I guess you can't just bury him, but I thought he sold too much for Lexus King.
Oh,
And
in a 3.5 minute match, evidently.
yeah. And,
Because I'm kind of with you. Like, I'm a little bit shocked to find out the length of the match was quite that short, because like you said, like it felt like Lexus King got in entirely too much offense.
yeah, for somebody you're trying to establish somebody on their own. Now, you know, I always give it the benefit of the doubt, which is my fault. that they'll bring up is like, yep, that was a lot tougher than I thought, being on my own, blah, blah, blah. Like the old days when they used to be like, well, usually I could like tag out or something like that. And the person's not, well, they don't do that anymore. So, I mean, especially big dude going against a little dude, but, and then I mean, I liked how, like, who was it? Uriah Connors got on the apron. Was it Dempsey? Whoever it was, he just drills him and then, plants Lex's King. All right, cool. Because, I mean, that group has
Oh.
nowhere to go. So,
Oh, man,
and,
they are the deadest of dead in the
yeah.
water. Just
And Lex's King is the speed champion. I forgot. So,
yeah, I did not, and yeah, that's a rough look as far as I'm concerned there.
yeah, it's it is a rough one.
Geesh.
They're just a goofy looking group anyways. Like literally nothing in common. Like, Swerve said that like Bandito and Hangman had nothing in common. And it's like, or Brodeur, excuse me. And this is another group. They were the original. We have nothing in common with each other.
No.
So,
Other than the whole, honestly, the birthright angle is the only thing that they really have in common, except for Stacks, of course, so.
yeah, which, well, he didn't say by marriage, but because they're not married, but,
Yeah, they are now.
Are they? Oh, okay. Well, there you
Yes, I
go.
believe so.
But the group's been dead forever. It doesn't matter. Oh,
Oh,
we did
yeah.
forget about Jackson Drake and that whole thing. Getting a match against
Oh,
Shiloh Hill next
Miles.
week, who said,
Oh, yeah.
who had a whole thing about Naraku and how he's hoped to be cleared. I actually really like the Shiloh Hill thing. Except the whole the fog thing is stupid. It's still stupid. But
yeah, they are definitely sticking with the fog thing.
yeah.
And
I liked his chest of masks. There was an original Jason mask in there. So, or Jason Hockey mask, excuse me, not the original mask, but it fit his character. I thought it was fun. So
yeah, I still continue to enjoy him. That'll be
yeah.
interesting. 'Cause that's another thing that's been cracking me up because they've been doing that a little bit that Micah keeps on undressing what's his name with her eyes. Which the did he have the no, he did not have the match. He asked Stone for the match earlier in the night. Why am I blanking on his name? Because he lost to Lucian, or he lost to EK Prosper the week before. Oh no, he beat him with a small package the
Oh,
week
Keanu
before.
Carver.
Keanu
Yes.
Carver.
This is something
I don't know where that's going, but I'm like, hey man, I'm here for it.
That's what I
Like.
told Chris. I thought they were paying it off last week. And he won with a small package. I'm like, what? It was confusing. So it's like, oh, I guess I have to be patient with something. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
it feels like they have something in mind here. I don't know what it is in particular, but I'm definitely willing to wait this one out.
Yeah, and it's like that's another guy who seemingly can talk, but he's got to do something different in the ring than just be I'm not Obafemi. So maybe
Oh.
that's why they're making him do this. And if that is the case, good.
Yeah, like it feels like he's gonna have a little longer road up to the main roster.
Yeah.
It might benefit him in the long, well, it should benefit him in the long run. And then yeah, I wondered honestly, for the main event here, Cruz Montana versus Grayson Waller. I'm like, how are they getting out of this
That's what I
thing?
thought too.
And having someone debut
On a
again,
random night.
on a random night in a match that just didn't have a lot of juice behind it to start with. And hey, I can't believe it. Vic actually knew who the hell came into a ring for a
Well,
change.
They know. I'll defend Vic for a change. He doesn't know or doesn't say who the person's name is. That's always the dead giveaway. They're changing their name.
Oh, they said Zilla fought too on TV.
Exactly. Yes. But Santana debuted. They didn't say his name at all. When he walked through the crowd that one time, never said his name.
No, didn't Vic actually say Zilla fought too?
No. I'm saying Zilla Fa 2 did get his name said. So he's going to keep his name. That's why. That's what I meant.
Gotcha.
Everybody else comes through. If they don't say their name, nothing.
It is changed
Yeah.
the week. The following
So,
week.
yeah, I thought that was it. I thought it was a smart move. I mean, there were the rumors that he was always wanting to get in WWE, but his track record and personal life didn't help. But
Oh.
I watched House of Glory. There was actually some good indie wrestling this weekend, by the way. I know you weren't around for it, but like
Right.
Limitless, their promotion out of Maine, they get some good stuff.
Oh, okay.
But they actually had who was the he was Evolve's champion, the gay guy.
Oh.
He was on the show as a bad guy.
Oh, interesting.
And he was far better as a bad guy. So I was like, okay. And it wasn't like, I'm the bitchy whatever gay dude. No, he was just a mean dude who just happened to
Oh.
be gay. And I was like, oh, that's different. All right. But and then House of Glory had their first show on YouTube since leaving Triller. And it started off with Amazing Red versus Zilla Fa 2 for the some weirdly named title. And Zilla had held it for a year, and he lost. Well, then they were talking about, well, we don't know where he's going next or what's going to happen with him, but God bless you, take care. And I'm like, oh, he's leaving House of Glory. And
Oh.
I did not expect him to show up in NXT the next like 4 days later or
Yeah,
3 days later.
the NXT has not wasted any time in debuting people. Whether it be Cruz Montana, Joe Hendry, they're just like, oh, okay, you're signed. Yeah, you're in.
Hell, Ricky Saints. I mean,
Ricky
he got
Saints.
released on a Monday. He was on Tuesday. Ethan Page, same thing. Spears. Well, what's her name? Not Mariah May. What's her name now?
Oh, Blake Monroe.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yeah,
But
they have done the quick turnaround
yeah,
on pretty much everyone.
and poor Zilla. He's got a mountain to climb, though. I mean, he used all of his cousin's moves. He used Jacob's splash, which it also could be his dad's splash, mind you. The spike,
Right.
which was his dad's. He did a Superman punch.
Oh, yep.
Did he do a spear?
Yes.
Okay. So he's doing like the greatest hits of the family, and it's like, you gotta come up with something, bud. But
It's that one will be interesting, but if that was another one that just made me scream, I'm like, oh my gosh, NXT is doing it again. They're starting someone out at the top with absolutely nowhere to go, no matter, win or lose, try to maintain some consistency around here with opinion. And like he's going to be another in a long line, because that is one thing that I had kind of forgotten to talk to Chris about, that since we're on NXT, we can kind of talk about it because it's a bit of a side subject. Where Shinsuke Nakamura talked about jumping into the tag team division. I feel like Naraku's gone already, and that he is heading up to the main roster.
But I thought the same thing. Now that would be fine, but Shiloh Hill was purposely talking about his missed. And do you want Shiloh Hill jobbing out to Jackson Drake without somebody having major interference?
Oh.
Because remember, he said he'll get somebody, maybe he'll test it on some bugs or something. I was like, what? So it makes sense that Naraku would be like, the hell is this guy talking about? And then take him
Yeah,
out.
he could cost him.
Yeah, that was my first thought when that happened. And then that way Jackson Drake gets, his
He
title
gets the
shot against
dub.
Miles Bourne, and
Yeah.
then,
No harm, no foul, kind of, sort of, for
the ass boys
Shiloh.
get their shot at the tag titles. So yeah,
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed NXT more this week. This doesn't this is gonna sound the way it sounds. AEW felt like it was 2 hours and 21 minutes. I felt all of it. NXT felt like it was 2 hours. So therefore, NXT wins. Like, there was no escaping these shows this week, even fast forwarding commercials. Ugh.
Yeah, was not the best week to hit record
Oh,
here.
and by the way, 2 weeks in a row. What's her name? Rena Valkana.
Oh, yeah.
Not on my airwaves. So
Oh, she's been a
this is some bullshit.
yet.
You don't put her on TV and then go, we're not gonna have her on TV. Yes, you fucking are. She should
Yeah,
be in every
that's
segment of the show. That girl rules.
she should not be skipping 2 weeks at this
No.
point. I can
Even
under
just have her backstage.
Yep, I can understand having her skip a week, but
Hopefully she didn't get hurt. I didn't look
two
that
weeks in
up,
a
but
row is not a great look as far as I'm
yeah.
concerned.
But it's like, it's funny. There's a group around here. It's called ASE. They do, it's a primarily black wrestling independent here. And it was funny. Like Cedric Alexander's part of it. He has a lot of stuff. Some of the guys from Ring of Honor are there, this and that. And like their mission statement was, we're wrestling, like it's wrestling because they didn't see a lot of people that looked like them in wrestling. And I went, you know what? You had a point. But now, I mean, that segment on AEW, Blake Christian stood out because one didn't look like the other. While he was talking to like a country dude, some like hardcore punk guy, and a Mexican in a bandit's mask, right? And then you got Kevin Knight. Then you go to like, and there's more black wrestlers now. And then you
Yes.
go to NXT. They're featured all over the place. And it's like, dude, I think your mission statement, and that's just two shows, those shows we covered. I'm like, I think the mission statement needs to change. But they also said that they do cookouts outside before the shows. And I went, this is the greatest goddamn independent wrestling company I've ever heard of. So yeah, I will be there September something or other. I gotta find a date. And yeah, I will be there. I'll buy a ticket to the cookout if I'm not invited. That's fine with me. So, yep.
Speaking of cookouts, I like to drink beer at cookouts. One of the newly acquired beers, on the way back from Lake Life here, we stopped in Cincinnati, both on our way there and on the way back, at two different breweries. This is a new one to me, High Grain Brewing. I liked their. What did I have? Their session IPA while I was there because I still knew I needed to drive another hour and a half home. So I drank something really light. And this would have been just as light, honestly, if not a little bit lighter. And, well, probably more delicious, quite frankly. They have a triple berry sour ale, 4.5% alcohol. It looks like they have very simple names for their beers, and this one's just called Louisa.
Yeah.
So, Louisa is pretty daggone tasty. It looks like blackberries, raspberries, and blueberries. Yes. After having just a couple of their beers, should one find themselves in Cincinnati, there are a number of good breweries down there. High Green Brewing can be on your list. They have a location both on I-71 and I-75, so they are major routes down through that city, so they are pretty easy to find, and their food is very good also. So should one find themselves in Cincinnati, Ohio, feel free to stop into High Green Brewing. Very good beer and food. Suggestion from @DeFrango11. He's at Granny Maze. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like YouTube Music and iHeartRadio. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later, gang.